As investigations continue into what exactly took down Russian Metrojet Airbus 321 in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula, U.S. officials are now running with the ball that the British have put in play, that the flight most likely was brought down by a bomb.
We're going to spend a lot of time just making sure that our own investigators and our own intelligence community figures out exactly what's going on before we make any definitive pronouncements. But it is certainly possible that there was a bomb.
So there's a president and a White House both urging caution, even while they traffic in speculation. Now, another part of this equation, security in Egypt. Russia's intelligence chief now says it would be reasonable to suspend Russian flights to Egypt, and President Vladimir Putin has agreed that all flights should be suspended. Both countries face tremendous fallout if indeed it was ISIS that brought down the Russian jet in the Sinai. Patrick Skinner is director of special projects for the Soufan Group and a former CIA case officer, and he joins me now. Patrick, welcome.
Thank you.
Patrick, you've said that a new narrative of ISIS and its capabilities has already begun to solidify here, regardless of whether the bomb speculation driven by the U.S. and the U.K. winds up being true or not. What does that mean?
It means that by claiming responsibility so quickly and then repeating it, that the narrative is indeed set. There will be half the people on the planet that will, no matter what comes later, you only get one chance to make a first impression. And the first impression of this tragedy is ISIS brought down an international flight.
So you're making the point that that first impression is key. And then it brings me back to the United States for a moment, because the U.S. is famous from that briefing room or anywhere else for not speculating on terrorist attacks until they know the evidence. So what would be the motivation of U.S. and U.K. officials on the highest levels to immediately launch into speculation on the world stage that this is indeed a terror attack?
It is markedly different in the past. We tend to downplay threats. From my experience, it says that they have something that was pretty alerting, that the cumulative weight of the chatter, the terrorist communications that they intercepted and then probably looked at somewhat after the fact, plus the fact that they have a heat signature in midair, which is unusual, and a wreckage over the ground, plus you have a capable group that is indigenous to that area. I mean, the Sinai Peninsula has long been a hotbed. And so maybe the cumulative weight, or they have something very specific, has led them to say, hey, this is a big deal. It also brings up the fact that they might be concerned that there is a continuing threat. And I think that's the more important thing. When ISIS made the claim, they didn't say how they did it. And if it was a passenger, they would have probably released a martyrdom video.
Is there a broader strategy possibly at work here? I was thinking about this, and I think that if I wanted to get the recalcitrant Russians to change their approach and their calculations in Syria or against ISIS, I might want them to think or operate under the idea that ISIS is killing its citizens and downing its jets.
Yes, there are huge geopolitical ramifications for this act. The U.S. and the U.K. aren't going to fabricate an entire scenario, but they certainly will take advantage of the fact that if it was ISIS against an entirely Russian target, that they're going to point that out and say, this is a consequence of your intervention. Now, that's a double-edged sword, because we're also intervening and we've also been targeted.
So what do the Russians have at stake here? They've spent a lot of time resisting this narrative from their own podiums. What do the Russians have at stake in the world believing, at least at this point, that ISIS is putting bombs on Russian jets?
It's more of a domestic political issue for Putin. Basically, he wants a consequence-free military intervention in Syria. And so far, he's got it. The loss of 224 Russian citizens on vacation certainly would be a consequence, and it would refute his idea that you could just get away with intervening in Syria.
Well, at this point, does it do anything for the American and British desire to get Russian jets to target ISIS instead of just the fighters who are fighting against Assad?
Yes, it probably will help them focus a little bit, but I don't think Putin has always shown that when pushed, he's going to keep moving forward on his path. And so I don't think this is going to change the overall strategy. Putin is determined to help the Assad regime. They might focus a little bit more on ISIS and Raqqa in the northern parts of Syria, where they haven't really been. I think 10% of their strikes are actually anti-ISIS. So they might increase that, but it's not going to fundamentally change their military intervention.
At the same time, Patrick Skinner, we're used to terrorist claims of responsibility for attacks. I think we all get why that happens, the glory, the fear of your adversaries. But has ISIS already won here in a way if the narrative has been set? As you said, the truth has sort of been created that they're bringing down jets in the Sinai?
Yeah, it's a mix of propaganda and reality. I mean, there really is a jet that has been exploded in some form or fashion over the Sinai. Whether they did it or not is still unclear. And it's really interesting because this is one of those rare cases where we're probably going to definitively know within a week or two. This isn't over the ocean. The plane is actually found. So forensics are going to tell us what happened. But the intelligence chatter and then the propaganda from the other side is going to kind of dictate whether anyone believes it or not.
And if you were waiting on these reports from the desert as a CIA officer yourself, if you were still there, would you trust Egyptian aviation authorities to tell the world the truth about what brought down that plane?
No, and that's one of the problems is both the two lead countries that are doing the investigation, Russia and Egypt, are highly motivated to ensure that this is not seen as a terrorist attack. Egypt's economy is not even recovering from the revolution, and Sharm el-Sheikh is one of the few economic bright spots, and this would be a devastating blow. So both parties on the investigation, I'm not suggesting that they're going to fabricate, but they're certainly going to slow down and frustrate and make sure that it's seen in the best possible light for their self-interest.
As the world experiences speculation from the highest levels of United States and UK government on what brought down a Russian jet in the Sinai Desert, Patrick Skinner, Director of Special Project at the Soufan Group, thank you so much.
You're more than welcome.